This exhibition is unusual, first of all, because it's so large and it's been going on for 25 years, and because we've created a community with the artists. But it's also because we see it as a pedagogical project as well as an exhibition project. When we started the show, the exhibit, we tried to base it in the philosophy of PCAP, which is one of inclusion and co-creation. The basic question was, how do you take a curatorial situation, which is essentially hierarchical, and try to make it more democratic? So all of the things that we do throughout the year to communicate with the artists are an effort to do that. So the selection visits are inclusive, and we try to make them long so we can have conversations and dialogue. Then the packets, and which include the guest book, is another dialogue between the artists and the public. And we have something called our critique letter project, which is that primarily students in the School of Art and Design will come to the show with classes, some on their own, and they select an artist to write to, and they give a positive critique of the work. We encourage them to start out by telling the artist how the work affects them, what they're seeing in it, because it's very important for an artist, and especially an artist in prison, to have somebody name what they have done and to know that they have actually expressed what they wanted to express, and then possibly to give suggestions and to talk about specifics of the piece. In our conversations with artists in the selection visits, we actually speak to each artist individually after we select their work. And the curators are primarily artists or people who know a lot about art. So we try to encourage dialogue with the artist and make suggestions and help them grow. And what's so satisfying is seeing artists like Martin and Brian and many, many others who have been in the show repeatedly, and seeing how their work has grown and expanded. And it's partially, now these are two very experienced artists, so they really know what they're doing. But with people who are more beginners, we make specific suggestions. But it's more than just the suggestion. It's just the sheer validation that we're giving through all of these means of dialogue throughout the year that are giving the artists the self-confidence to develop in a natural way, to develop their artistic growth and development.
That is so true. Wow. I mean, I know so many people who are just starting out or were just starting out in art. And here comes PCAP curators, you know, looking at the work, and they look at something that can be, in some cases, considered refrigerator art. And they talk about this piece and they ask the artist, what is your point here? Why did you draw this? And just the fact that the curators from the University of Michigan are coming in and speaking to them about a piece that they drew, it inspires them. It makes them feel validated. It makes them feel like my work was good. And then when you guys select a piece, that's another level of emotion that they rise to, and they feel so good about themselves. And don't let their piece be bought or at least shown on the video that you send to every prison every year, because now their friends are talking to them. Wow, your piece was in TV, you know? And it is such an amazing thing to see them get this validation, and from that validation comes inspiration and motivation to continue and do another piece for next year, a better piece. And to see them just dive into art is just such an amazing experience. And I was so glad to see that so many times.
Inspiration is contagious. And the PCAP program, people that decide they want to be part of PCAP, sometimes you have to talk them into it because they're nervous. They really don't know what to expect. They've never been in the show before or in a show of this nature before. So they have some trepidation. Once you talk them through that, it's amazing to see how excited people are. It's like a kid just before Christmas. And there's all this tension and all this excitement in the prison. And these guys gather their stuff together, and we all walk down to the gym together, and we all talk about when we're going to go and you know, what we're dropping off. And once we go to the show and we come back, the talk in the yard is not the typical prison gossip that you hear every day. It's what happened at the art selection. What happened when they came to select the art this year? Did they take your pieces? Who was there? What did they talk about? What did they say? And this is a conversation that goes on for days. And there's so much excitement, and it inspires other people. People that have never thought about putting artwork in the show, they get inspired and think about it.
I think the same similar impact also happens to those of us who go into prison to select art, which is where I have heard students raising the questions of what to talk about when we are in each prison going through the art selection process. And once we got in there, the focus of the discussion naturally gravitated towards art making, the investment we put in to creating each pieces, which is very far away from discussions around incarceration in most other settings. To kind of have this tweak in the brain to say, you know, you can still talk about things that are, I don't want, light is not the right word, but that are hopeful, that are life-giving to people in prison, with people in prison, and see the community grow year after year in this exhibition, see the same artist trying different things, see what they do when things don't work out, what kind of different creative ways they come up with, and the conversations that generated from this process, from selection trip to being in the gallery and wondering about what each piece means, to leaving notes in the guest book, to meeting artists who come home. When I juxtapose that with what I see in most of my media exposure, it really is night and day in terms of how much positive or constructive energy we get for both ourselves and the artists that we serve in the gallery and in the work that we put in to make this happen.